Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome, welcome. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are desired to have you and you to be here in Doctrine of Truth, desire to bring you the truth on a grassroots level. All listeners can call in and share their biblical experience so we can all grow thereby. The subject tonight will be today, wherever you might be viewing and listening to the broadcast, is marriage, dealing with marriage, for better or for worse. For better or for worse. And the author is Sharon J. Borkin. Amen. She will be on and after we continue for a while, but amen, call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Father, we thank you right now, O God, for what you're doing, and we thank you, Lord God, what you're going to do. And you say, where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we ask you, in the name of Jesus the Christ, to stretch your hand of deliverance, bind Satan's hand, O God, whatever weapon he's designed to do against the families, against the homes. Lord, we know you created this institution for the growth, for the unity, for humanity, O God, that the church can grow, the world can see your wonderful miracles. Lord, we thank you right now. Oh, to heal the sick, deliver, deliver, deliver. Bring on prosperity to those that in need because you see us and you understand us. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen, amen. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. You can call in at 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. How, if you're first-time listeners, amen, if you want to talk or say anything, amen, we're happy to have you, amen. You can tell a story or give you an example of how God has blessed you, amen. You might have a vision or a dream you want to share with our audience, amen, and be a part of this blessing that God is going to do for each and every one tonight. You can press 1 on your phone, amen, and once we open up the studio for you, you press 1 on the phone, amen, and our technician will put you in, amen, and we will not give you a name. We will give out the area code that you are in and the last 4 digits of your telephone number, amen, and when I will say that you're in the studio, amen, you can go right ahead and express yourself, amen, on what we are discussing, amen. And we try to have a loving conversation. We're not fighting anyone, doctrines, or whatever they believe, amen, because we can't give you a diploma, we can't give you, amen, certificate. We're just here to grow, amen, through the unity of Christ, through the Holy Spirit, amen. For better or for worse, for better or for worse, amen. It's a dynamic book, amen, as well as, amen, the author itself, amen, will be expressing and will be taking calls. Right now, we want to set the foundation, amen, for this show, and you can always call in to get this program again. You can go to our website. You can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. And you can go to our and click on media, and you can see like us on Facebook. Amen. We'll be Ustreaming. Amen. As well as at the bottom of the page. Amen. You'll find us there. You'll have to give a donation, amen, to this broadcast as well. Amen. All right. beginning of time, we'll give some scriptures. Amen. The beginning of time. Amen. The book of Genesis, the first chapter. Then we're going to go to Ephesians. Amen. The fifth chapter and the 20th verse. But right now we want to, amen, go to the mind of God. And in the book of King James, we always express the type of Bibles that you can research, that we learn to research from. Amen. We love the King James Bible, the American Standard, New International Bible, Amplified Bible. Amen. Have a basic foundation that you can research off, because you want to get information. But you always pray and have the Holy Spirit to help you, amen, to get the clarity of what you're studying. You have a Bible dictionary, concordance, amen, and prayer, amen. So tonight we might be using the King James Bible, King James Version, and we also have the American Standard, and sometimes we go to the Amplified Version. Amen. And sometimes we go through and look at all four or five different translations and see how close they come to, amen, a scripture. Excuse me. But the Bible itself is telling one big giant story. One story. And that can be another study, amen, of your own, possibly on this show we might bring it. But I want you to watch here very closely as we begin to go into the different interpretation. And if you turn your Bible, just write this down in notes, amen, and later on you can follow up on your own time, amen. If you begin to watch, amen, in the book of Genesis, as you begin to go through, and watch the word A-N-D, and, at each chapter. You know, and is a conjunction. It joins sentences and now and as it go all the way through the Bible. And, because it's telling a story. It's connecting. And, if you look at the word and, all the way from the Old Testament to the New Testament. So the Bible is telling one story. It's telling one story. It's telling one story. Amen. So we just wanted to share that, throw that out at you, and as you begin to work here, we're talking about the Bible. We're talking about the beginning of God's creation. We're talking about marriage. Marriage goes all the way through the Bible. All the way through the Bible. Amen. And notice here, the second chapter of Genesis, and God, as he began to work, we're going to read a portion of the second chapter of Genesis, and then we're going to go to Ephesians, Genesis 2 and 7, amen. And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Okay, now, we want to pick it up a portion here. I know we have many Bible students and, amen, dynamic prayer warriors. But now watch this. I want you to watch this very closely. Amen. And the Lord God, when he began to talk to Adam, and you notice that we will take that, say, the 17th verse of the same chapter. Amen. 18th verse of the same chapter, second chapter of Genesis. And the Lord God said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. Now, let's go to Ephesians. Watch now. God and Adam, amen. God is spiritual. God, amen, always. He came down, he in in fellowship and prayer with Adam. And the Lord saw Adam, amen, through spirit, body, soul. And he saw his need. Now, this something you can write down. God sees your need. Every time you come before him in prayer, you come before him in worship, God sees your need. When you feel the Spirit of God, where the Spirit of God is, there's victory, there's freedom, and he sees you. He sees your need. He sees your need. And the fellowship, the many might say, well, I don't need nobody else. I'm okay. I'm all right. But it's not healthy. God said, no, Adam is not, in other words, it's not healthy, Adam, not good, Adam, that you should be alone. So he didn't tell Adam, amen. He put Adam to sleep. Amen. I'm quite sure when there be a change in your life and you decide that, oh, I don't want this, and God can bring some things and you don't have to know. Amen. That's why he said he'll be with you, but it's for your good. It wasn't for Adam. It wasn't good for Adam. Yes, fellowship and, amen, walking with God and the anointing falling, that's spiritual. But God saw the natural. He said, no, it ain't good. It ain't healthy. Mentally is not healthy. Physically is not healthy. Amen. That man should be alone. Amen. So that's why God said he's going to make something. He's going to make. God made Adam. Amen. He made a helpmate for Adam. Very quickly, Ephesians 5 and 20, amen, Paul is writing here, amen. He said that, give thanks in all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wife, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the savior of the body. Therefore, the church is subject to Christ. So let the wife be to their own husband in everything. Husband, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he may sanctify it and cleanse it, the washing of the water by the word, that he may present it unto himself a glorious church, not having spot, wrinkle, or any such thing, but that he should be holy and without blemish. Salt men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that love his wife, love himself. Amen. We're going to stop there if you're going way down. Amen. But we know that the church has many problems, has many situations. Those of you that's in leadership always have to put out little fires, little arguments, and little problems. But yet and still, he still love. God still love, amen, the church. God still love marriage, amen. He is the one. He is the one, amen, that started the institution. Amen. And he is the one, amen, that Jesus is coming back at his bride. All right. We don't want to take our ball of time. We know our time go real fast. We thank God for the studio. Amen. Because we're getting ready now to go into the studio and bring our author in and let her explain, amen, herself in this dynamic book she's reading. And we praise God for her. All right, for better or for worse, God bless you, Prophetess Borkin. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless you.
Okay, and what has inspired you to write such a dynamic book? Amen.
Well, I want to thank God for you giving me the opportunity to be able to discuss the book. This book was inspired through several sources, actually. It was inspired through my husband, who has always been a loving support to me, and my children. I have six kids, Eric, Andrea, Quadir, Zakia, Erica, and Sherelle. And they were inspiration to me. They were meant to me, and they were also an experience for me. And as time went on and my husband and I were in ministry, we would put together different types of concepts, put together different things to help other couples, help those that were thinking about marriage, those that were involved in marriage, those that were having troubles with marriage. So we did a lot of marriage seminars. And Bishop, I was sitting down one day writing out some things, and the Lord just began to download in me some things and about a book, and this was in 2009. So this thing has been in me, and God has brought it out as a realization this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just believing God that it's going to be able to go out and affect many lives, be able to go out and change many lives.
Okay. Now, give us the address and where we can pick this book up in different places on the internet. Can you give us the address first before we get started here?
Okay.
On your book.
My book is on SJB, that's Sharon JB .hischaplains.com if you decide to go on the website to get it, or you can also go on Amazon to get it. It's also on Amazon. But that's, once again, SJB.hischaplains, HISCHAPLAINS.com. And that's my website.
Okay.
And you'll be able to get the book. The book comes in two parts. It comes in a manual, and it also comes in a workbook. And that's mainly for if you desire to use it for counseling, if you desire to use it in different seminars, or even for your private reading.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, now we want to start right in on what is marriage. Someone might feel they know the definition. I know every time the Lord put us together, amen, in this broadcast, and even in study, amen, the Holy Spirit always reveals something, amen. What is marriage? I'm going to look at some of the chapters, but we're not going to go through all the chapters because we want the people to buy the book. Amen.
Right.
We want them to ask some questions. Amen. How did you define marriage? Amen.
I look at marriage as a covenant. Okay. This is the way that God showed it to me. It is a covenant. It's a covenant that two individuals, a male and a female, must become bound to. They must fulfill this covenant. They must make promises in this covenant. And you know, Bishop, when God talks about a covenant in his word, that's not something that's easily broken, okay? It requires some things. And that's exactly what marriage does. It's a seal, and it requires some things. And I don't want people to look at it as a hard thing, because covenants are blessings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Covenants bring us things that God has already ordained for us. And in that covenant, he has certain things that he expects us to fulfill, as he will fulfill also for us. So I look at it as a covenant. It's a contract.
Putting God first in all you do. Putting God first in all you do. How you look at that now, putting God first?
One of the things we do a lot of times is we might rush to do things because it might feel good, or out of our emotions, we might rush to do something, or we might be in a situation that we feel we have to react very fast. But when you put God first, you're asking him if this plan is your plan, God. Is this the person that I am supposed to be with? Is this the person that I'm going to spend my life with? And when you put him first, you have to trust him on what he tells you. Okay, so putting God first in everything you do. My favorite scripture is trusting the Lord with all thine heart and lead not into your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I found that my husband and I put God first in everything we've thought about. We put God first. Even with raising your children, we need to put God first.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, here's a good one. We can stay on this a while, but we won't. We'll just give them a taste of the book itself. Who told you God joined you together? Who told you?
Okay. Okay. A lot of times we look at a situation and we choose to think it's love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it could be something that is just affecting our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Love is very important, but survival is a necessity, okay? And when God has put you together, you will be able to deal with whatever obstacles come your way. That's why you have to make sure that God has put you together. Who told you that God has joined you as one? Okay? When you're joined as one, you might not agree with everything, but you can walk together and still disagree, but see the potential of what it would bring. Okay? And too many times we're going into relationships based on goosebumps, and it's not about a feeling. Because this is a covenant, once again, that's going to be a lasting relationship. And that's the way we should see it. If anything is lasting, God has to put it together.
All right. Very good. Because Adam, you know, God looked at Adam and he knew it wasn't healthy. I was reading the survey. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that any single people or people that be by themselves, not healthy, not mentally healthy, not physically healthy. So we need, you know, we need opposites, because, you know, positive and negative, positive and negative make electricity, and those things help things go. Amen. All right, all right. We don't want to get bogged down. I'm just going to go through very, very quickly here some light things, because we're going to open it up to the audience. Amen. What is intimacy?
Intimacy. That's something that requires communication, okay? And it's something that requires a person to take off their mask. They can't be a pretender. They must be a real individual. And intimacy is not all the time sex, okay? Intimacy is established through our communication. And I strongly believe that intimacy is just the holding of the hand, the agreement with each other, the sitting quiet, being with each other. That's a form of intimacy that can go into other areas of our lives. So it's declaring or communicating directly or indirectly, but it's making sure that our that person that's with us, our spouse, is feeling fulfilled in those areas.
Okay. All right. We get up in the morning and you're looking for, you know, grits and eggs, and your wife went in and made some lima beans and cornbread, and you wonder what done happened, you know. Where did she get
that
communication? Or where, or whoever's cooking in the house, where they get that communication from? So they're cooking things you don't like at certain times. All right, okay, now do the right thing, even if it means not winning. Do the right
thing.
You
don't always have to be right. You don't always have to be right. Discussions could be handled the best way they can handle them. You could handle them. You could back down. You could think about it, but you don't always have to be right. You don't always have to be the winner. When you think about it, you're both the winners if you learn how to concede, okay, or learn how to come in agreement with something. Even if it's something that you don't agree with, find that borderline, find that middle line where you can come together and agree on that situation. Okay, so it doesn't always have to mean that I'm going to walk out being the winner.
Okay.
Because I'm the
all
winner
right.
if I can keep my marriage together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. As scripture came to me, Isaiah 118, Lord said, come now, let us reason together.
Reason,
you know,
that's it, Bishop. That's it.
So we need to sit down, negotiate, learn how to negotiate and talk and find a middle ground.
It.
Amen.
Yes.
All right. Doing okay. Handling your finances.
And this is a topic that a lot of people, we find, and I'm sure you understand that too. When we're counseling, we deal with a lot of couples that deal with that, because if we really be realistic about it, most relationships, money could make them or break them. okay? Mm-hmm. Our philosophy is, I really believe that my husband is a budget man. He speaks about budget. He talks about budget, and that's the way we have to live, by a budget, regardless to whether you make $100 or $1,000. There has to be some form of budget. If I strongly feel that the one who is best capable of handling the finances should handle it, but everybody should come together, the two of you should come together to see what's going on. I believe that both parties in the house, when they're responsible, should be able to sit down and know where the money is going, okay? When you know what's being paid, when you know where the money is going, when you know where you're slack at, when you know what you need to get done, it has a tendency to keep down some of the arguments and the tension. And that way, when you're faced with a situation, you can face it together, because the Bible says two are better than one, okay? There's ideas from both of us. So when I say handle your business, make sure you handle your business and not somebody else outside the marriage handling your business.
Okay. All right. All right. How can two walk together if they don't agree? How can two walk together if they don't agree?
Okay. When you walking together, you might not, once again, like I said before, you might not always agree with the result, but you agree what the results will bring, okay?
Okay.
You cannot walk together if one's going one way and the other's going the other way. And we say it so often, as paths is not an easy journey if you choose somebody who does not believe in the same God you believe in, okay? Because now you're going to have to find that common ground. And we know for a fact that the stronger one is going to draw the weaker one, okay? So you need to make sure that whomever you have become a part of, you can walk together in agreement, having consent with each other, giving authorization with each other, and trusting each other.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay, the last chapter, Partners for Life. Partners.
Amen. I think that's my favorite chapter there, Bishop, because I truly believe that when God has put someone together, they are for life. My husband has a saying when he is introducing me or we're together with others, he always calls me his wife for life, and that's because no matter what happens, we aren't going anywhere, okay? That's not saying we agree on everything. But that's saying that we're joined together for life. And if we get that in our head, and I don't mean joined together to be able to take any kind of negativity, or I'm not looking at it as an abuse relationship. I'm talking about walking as husband and wife, just like you read in Ephesians, that man loving that wife and that wife respecting and submitting to that husband, and they're caring for each other. Because when that man loves that wife, and like he loves Christ, she won't have a problem with making him happy, okay? But he has to show that love, and they can become partners for life. And partners,
all right,
you're going to build things. Yes.
All right. Now we're getting ready to open the phone lines, because there's so much to be said. Amen. It's a very good subject. And amen. When I clicked it in the studio and brought it out, I didn't hit X-rate it, but I had to take public view. But this can be an X-rated conversation, but it's very, very needed in all areas, because the enemy is always attacking. He's attacking marriages, because it be fruitful and multiply. And God, amen, brought those two human beings together for the good of the world. And out of these two, amen, we got beings of people today. Amen. God is a very good businessman, and he's not a man, he's no business. And two people together, amen, can fight this fight, amen, of survival. All right, we're going to the phone lines now. Those of you who are listening for the first time, all you have to do is push 1 on your phone, amen, and our technician will put you in. If you'd like to ask our author, amen, give us the address again to order this book, amen, and
okay.
to where to get the book from.
Okay, the website is sjb.hischaplains.com. That's S as in Sharon, J as in John, B as in boy, H-I-S, chaplains, C-H-A-P-L-A-I-N-S.com. And you
okay.
go on the website and you'll see both the book and the workbook.
Okay. All right. And the cost of the book?
The book, both are $10 each. The workbook
okay.
is $10 and the book is $10. Yes, sir. If you get the package, if you get both of them, then you'll pay the discounted mm-hmm. price of $18.
Okay. All right. Okay, our studio is open now to take questions, amen, from the audience, amen. If you push one on your phone, and our technician will put you in, and what we'll do, we'll give you your area code and your last four digits. You don't have to give your name, but these programs are being recorded, and you can go back to Doctrine of Truth through Blog Talk Radio. .com/Doctrine of Truth Bishop Poole, and you can view this program in entirety. It's being recorded for your studies anytime, any day. Amen. So you can push one on your phone. You can have now you can ask our author directly. Amen. We don't want you to share too much personal activities going on, but you might have a question that all of us. Amen. In the studio, those that are listening, be able to share on that question. Amen. You can just call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're talking about marriage. Marriage, you know, better or for worse. Better or for worse. And, you know, as we all go through marriage for the first time, you know, things come in part, like children, the health, the economy, you know, finances, all is coming in a partnership to stand there, amen, and to work things out. And that's a beautiful picture. And you first, like you say, you have to be loving to one another, because times will change as you go through. Amen.
Yes.
All right. Okay, we'll write anything if you want to say while we're waiting here.
Yes, I want to also, if you don't mind, I thank God, because when you're doing something like this, you really need the support of people, and I thank God for my church family being there and praying for me. True Fellowship Worship Center, and I also thank God for the publishing company Golden by Design, because Bishop, when you know as well as I, when God put a vision in you, you need somebody to help you bring that vision to pass, you know, and
yeah.
I thank God for Golden by Design. They've really taken this vision and look at where God wanted to go, so I'm looking forward to it. You know, I just want couples to be encouraged. I really do. I want couples to be encouraged. I want them to understand that marriage is something God loves. He loves marriage.
Mm-hmm.
He ordained marriage. You know, he marriage is a, like you said, we're the bride. We're the bride. So it's something that he's already instituted, and it's up to us to be able to trust God in our marriages and be able to submit to it and do as he called. I strongly believe that marriages bring out nations. Okay, nations are born out of marriages. Yes, sir. See? And that's why we have to make sure God join us together with the right one, because it can cause havoc also. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We have a speaker out there. You can push one. Amen. A comment, a dream, a vision. Amen. You'd like to share. Maybe a scripture. Amen. We turn in the corner. Sometime we get ready and we run out of time. So we don't want to run out of time. Amen. For those that are listening, amen, and those that would like to make a comment. There's no comment that you can make, amen, is not right. Every
amen.
Comment is shared in love, because we want to grow
right.
thereby. We all coming together to grow.
That's right.
Amen. Regardless of what the world say, the more people we know, okay, we have a all right, 305, area code 6747. You in the studio?
Yes. Good afternoon, everybody.
Okay.
My question is, I'm Minister Vicky, and I'm asking the question, what happens when a husband or a wife don't accomplish the goals that you set forth? How would that pertain to pulling each other together more to get what you need to accomplish?
I truly believe. You want to answer it, Bishop, or you want me to answer it?
No, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay. One of the things I believe, if they're not accomplishing the goals that you have set forth, maybe you need to sit down and reevaluate what your goals are. Maybe they might feel that one of the goals that they've chosen or some of the goals they have chosen in the interim of life has put them in a position that is a little harder or a little bit more challenging for them now. Or maybe they feel like the goal has lost its desire. So it's always good to sit down and talk and reevaluate your goals. Find out where you're going. You know, I've always told people to have short-term goals and long-term goals. Let your short-term goals lead you up to what you need to do for the long-term goals. So communication would be the best thing. I believe sit down and speak with the two of you, have a talk, and find out just what's going on within them, because a lot of times it just takes one little thing to make a havoc of the rest of it or to detour that vision.
Bishop. Okay, sometimes you say, well, honey, 2 years from now we want to live in Europe. And
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden this looks good, but then, Europe, honey, I don't want them moving to Europe, you know. You have to get your skills together and the finance, and nevertheless, it'll work out because love communicates. All right, we have another caller, 850-2337. 850, area code 2337.
Good evening, Bishop.
Go right ahead, Matt.
Welcome. I was just listening in I was a little late getting in, but I got most of it. And I'll be telling my wife, and God bless you all, and there are three things in a marriage that'll keep us apart. And that's
mm-hmm.
somebody cheating in the marriage, finances, and lack of communication. If we can communicate with each other and keep our finances together, and we are loyal to each other, you know,
mm-hmm.
we'll be able to understand the waves that come through a marriage. Because a marriage is sometimes is like a roller coaster. You're up sometime and you're down. I got to know when my spouse want a quiet time and what she like and the things that she like. And the color that, you know, it's a whole bunch of things in a marriage that brings you together. And all the times, it's not the big things that you do. It's the small things that you do. Like giving her aspirin and some water when she's laying in the bed. Or her bringing me some water or something. When I'm I understand a little bit more what it says in the Bible about husbands. Love your wife as God loved as you love the church, because if I love my wife like I love myself, then I won't do nothing to hurt my wife, and I won't do nothing to hurt myself. I'm learning; it's a learning process for me. And there's one other thing I want to say. I tell my wife this all the time: it don't make a difference who's right. Let's just make it right. Let's look at the situation biblically and get it right. And that's all I got to say about, you know, I'm listening in. Thank you.
Okay. All right, man. Very good. Very good. All right. We want to get some more callers in. I know we have a studio full. We want to give everyone a chance. Amen. And your opinion, or if you want to ask a question, if you want to share a view, amen, or a scripture, you know, that's what we do here. Amen. If a doctrine of truth, we want to. All right. Area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Dr.
Bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad to hear marriage for better or for worse. Now that's exactly the bottom line concerning marriage. In other words, mm-hmm. for better or worse, ain't going nowhere, you ain't going nowhere until death do us part. Now a whole lot of other stuff. You know since God brought Eve to Adam, mm-hmm. marriage have changed so much since then. In other words, none of it seems to be like it was in the beginning, because men we have you know, seen it our own way. And really, mm-hmm. what marriage is she was exactly right, it's a covenant. But the covenant is not between the two people. The covenant is the two people with God. And you see, mm-hmm. It was God's idea to solve that man's loneliness, you see. So marriage is all about two of us coming together. In God's word, if what God said, he sets the criterias and the responsibilities. Matter of fact, for two people to come together as one and not individualize, is you got to do it by God's word. It's the same thing with salvation. To come to get in with Christ, you got to do what? Come to him. You got to believe, you see. And then what? Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit joins us. So that's why we see that you shouldn't be unsaved, shouldn't marry a saved, you see. And even if two people are married and they're unsaved and God saved one of them, he has the remedy for that. He either strengthens one, you see, to save the other. That's why he said your conversation. So the whole thing in short is God's idea. That's why if you are not seeking the Lord, if you're not trying to get your soul right, you see, chances are your marriage, you're very unhappy, your marriage won't last. And that's just the way it is. That Jesus never offered divorce, because in Christ, you see, there's an interaction of the love of God with the two people, and there's no failure in that. So flesh comes in, disagreements, disapprovals come in. But see, Paul said, y'all allowed to separate, but give yourself the fasting and prayer. That's before God, you see, that you might come back together. So that's what I want to say. The whole thing about marriage today is looking to heaven. Now that's enough right there, Bishop. But that's an interesting book she got there. I sit there and listen to her. I said, now, obviously this woman done been through something, or somebody done said something to her, because this is a tough walk. This marriage thing, sure. I'm tell you, you can get mad in your sleep. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And still. Mm-hmm. Your heart is broken, but only God can fix broken hearts. And that's what he promised. He'll keep you together. Now, all this stuff about going behind and doing all that in Christ shouldn't be. Paul said, don't let it be named one time among you, you see. But God can fix it if you look to him. And that's my take on it. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. God bless you, Doctor. All right.
Captain.
All right, we're gonna. Anything you want to say on that comment there?
I agree with him. If you don't have God
caller.
If you don't have God in it, if God is not ordained it, just like he said, the covenant is with God, and that keeps us in our covenant with each other. And if you don't have God in it, then it won't go the way it's supposed to go, because a lot of times people don't realize that our marriages, especially as children of God, are ministries. And we're supposed to be the ones that are the light. And like the other caller said, marriages have changed so much. They have changed so much, and we all know that. We are aware of that. But the fact of the matter is God has not changed, and he still calls marriage to be as a covenant and to be ordained by him. So I agree with what he's saying.
Okay. All right. Now we're getting into the last quarter of the program, and those of you that want to get a message in right away or want to make a comment, amen, you can come right in very shortly, amen, because we always like to go, amen, in the prayer about the
amen.
Last 5 minutes to have each and every one pray, to come back in and pray for the audience, marriages, amen. We thank God for, I like to say thank God for the grandparents, amen. They have a lot of knowledge and understanding. They've been through it, amen, and they really, really are one of the backbones as well. You can push one on your phone, amen, and we still have time. You can ask questions to our author, amen. I read the book a couple of times, and I met another young pastor, and I gave him my book. I'm about to order some more books from me, from my author, amen. It makes some points there. Amen. And I guess if we got any ladies on the phone, I'm going to make the statement out of the book. Amen. Why? I know we're not rated X. Amen. But why do women don't like the toilet seat to be up in the bathroom when they walk in there? I know you addressed that.
Yes, sir. I addressed that in the book. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's just something, I guess, just been in a woman, because that's not the way we're used to using the toilet seat. Our function of the toilet seat is totally with the seat down. So it's something a little different. But as I say in the book, you got to get it to read it to see how to fix it, ladies. Okay? So
it
is a challenge. Okay.
Okay, I have a caller now. Area code 786, and the last four digits is 3315.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm here. Hallelujah, Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah, Dr. Poole. God bless. Glory to God. Prophet is working. That's my leader.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And I also honor our pastor, glory to God, Pastor Borkin, glory to God. I truly thank God for her and the book, and for God releasing the book in due time. And so much of that's in the book. And as the gentleman said before, glory to God, he said about the book, he know that she had to go through. So there's nothing traumatic that she had to go through. But what I can say on tonight, that I encourage you all that's on the line to get the book, even if it's not for you, get it for somebody else, glory to God, that might need some work in their marriage, because this book is based off, glory to God, the word of God is based off a sure and a solid foundation. Because yes, I know I'm a bearer, glory to God, I travel with them, and I know that they live the life, glory to God, that's in this book. Some folks just write books just to get, hallelujah, come up, just like church folk. But I come to tell y'all on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, by the book, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, God. And marriage is, for better, for worse, and marriage is 100-100. Just like he just brought up the part about the toilet seat. When you put 100 in, if he forget to let down the toilet seat, you will let it down with no problem. God bless y'all. I love y'all.
Okay. All right. All right.
That's
you want to reveal all the secrets?
Amen. Okay, amen. That, but she has traveled with us, Bishop, and she has seen us, and we've done nothing, you know, to hide. And that's the main thing. When people see the realness in a marriage, they'll begin to believe in it again.
All right. All right. Okay, we have another caller. I think we had another caller. Amen. They can call back. Just push one on your phone. Amen. And we thank God for you. We're going to have to limit. All right, here we go. 954-4427. 954-4427. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, Bishop. God bless you. Great topic tonight. Listening about marriage in the book. Really appreciate the call. I did want to say one of the things about marriage that's most intriguing to me is the fact that in marriage you have a partner, a friend who can share scripture with you. So when you're in service and you can come home and you have your wife, your husband, you can come home and the two of you can sit and discuss scripture together and you can grow in Christ together, you know, through the scripture. And I think that's one of the greatest things about marriage, along with the fact that marriage is often saying no to what you want in order to say yes to what your spouse wants.
All right. All right, as always, amen. We're going to have to hurry on here. We're getting into the last 10 minutes of the program. If you have anyone else, just press 1 on your phone. Amen. We have a great subject, and we want to get everybody in, amen, as much as possible. Amen. In the studio, like you make a call, we thank God for your calling. Amen. It's a wonderful topic. Marriage, you can go on and on. Amen. Realizing, amen, it's not about you. Amen. But the Bible said if you love yourself, you should love your spouse. All right. 954-4427. I think we got 954-4427. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes. All right, go ahead. Yes. And like I said, it's oftentimes showing the greatest love to your spouse is to say no to the things you want in order to say yes to what they want. And it's always to the way that you respond to your spouse when you wake up in the morning, when you talk to them on the telephone. The way that you respond to your spouse when you greet them in the morning, when you wake up, when you're leaving home, or when you call them up on the telephone, the tone of your voice, the enthusiasm in your voice can make all the difference in their lives, you know. So you need to be mindful of how you greet your spouse, how you respond to them when you call them up on the telephone. Think of the little things that you can do from time to time. This is what love is, not so much what you say, is what you do. And that can carry a long ways to help make your marriage better.
All right. Apostle, you want to... Prophetess, you want to say anything on that?
Yes, I agree with the caller. I agree with what he's saying. It's not so much as what you say, it's what you do. Okay, and we could do a lot more to be able to let our spouses know that we love them. And he also said, you know, just with how you say things to someone, when you call them to just let them know I was thinking about you right now. It's the little things, like he said, that make a big difference. Not all the big time, the big things. Every once in a while, surprise them with some flowers. Or a lady, surprise them with a nice dinner. Or however you have to do to surprise them. Do something they like to let them know that you love them.
Okay, we have another call. I think it was area code 305. Last four digits is 6260. Area code 205-6260. God bless you.
Hi, good afternoon. I just have some questions for the prophetess.
Okay.
My question is, how do you, to have a healthy marriage, how do you deal with in-laws and outside children How do you deal with that?
When you say in-laws, are you speaking about your husbands or your wives or just in general with in-laws?
Both. Yes.
Okay, okay. Well, the first thing, the marriage between you and your husband, okay, is between the two spouses. And it just depends on what you're trying to deal with the in-laws. If you need to speak with your spouse, if there's a concern that's going on, then you need to sit down and talk about it. Okay, our philosophy has always been in our household. What goes on in our household is not for everybody else to get involved in. Okay, you two need to learn how to solve your own situations. And sometimes one is not as strong as the other, but that doesn't make them a bad person. Okay, so a lot of times in-laws can mean good, and they could, you know, don't realize they are involved all the time. So you do need to sit down and talk. You need to sit down and talk with each other. And as far as the outside kids, that's another situation that communication can help out with. You need to know what the problem is without us getting too deep into what we are talking about because we're only short on time. But you need to know what the problem is. And I'll say this, if you need to go to your pastor and get counseling, that's not a bad thing. Sit down and get counseling so you can get those things out.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. We hope they're praying that that helped. But I know if you buy the book, amen, this will really, really give you information, amen, because information, amen, from the author, and there are many more out there. And don't neglect to listen to seniors, amen, seniors and grandparents, amen, in the Lord, amen. And deeply in prayer,
yeah.
Prayerful. Be prayerful all the time, mm-hmm. amen, and communicate, communicate.
Mm-hmm.
So this is
mm-hmm.
one of the things that really rocks the pastor and the church. Domestic, dealing with domestic situations, amen, is very dangerous. Love cover. Love can cover
multiple
things.
Right.
Keep that in
mind. Right.
We have about 2 minutes left now. We want to take some prayers. We always like to get full prayers, then we'll let our author end us up. So if anybody would like to give a real short prayer, about 30 seconds here, or anything God has given you to pray for, amen. Go right ahead. Okay, we have now, we're going to go to 850-2337. Go right ahead, man of God.
Father God, once again, we ask for your permission to live on this earth. Lord, we thank you for our spouses. Lord, we thank you for the covenant that you put together, that you put us together. And, Lord, you say in your word what you put together, that no one separate. Lord, we love our spouses. We pray for them. We uplift them. We uplift ourselves. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the apostle. We thank you for Bishop and all the other people. Lord, pray for our family members, name by name and house by house. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Another caller. We need about two more real short. If we can get too short, or maybe just one more. Amen. All right. 786-3315. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. God bless you in the studio. 786-3315. All right. Oh, I guess we missed that one. All right. We have 305-4271.
Father, we are grateful for what we're hearing today. We thank you for this author. We pray, God, you open her understanding according to your word, that she would teach your people the right thing. In Jesus' precious name, ever give her strength, give her understanding, and may this book prosper her. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. All right. Prophetess, give us the last, amen, that you call letters real quickly, give it out again, then order this book.
The website, once again, is sjb.hischaplains.com, or you can call our office for it at 954-834-3880, and that's for better or for worse.
All right, give us a quick prayer, real quick prayer.
Oh. All right, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the time. We thank you, O God, for this position that you have placed us in. And, Father, we pray over marriages everywhere. We pray over relationships, God. We pray over engagements, Father, that you'll open our eyes, that you have called us to be as one and we'll walk as one, for we shall be in agreement as one. And God, we thank you for it, and we praise you, and we thank you for what you're going to do in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Psalms 118, division 25th verse, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. God bless you,
yes.
And may Jesus smile upon you. Long talk, Bishop Poole. Till next time, we love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.